This is RAF with Tony Tone and LA.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy LA, aka the Love Ambassador, coming to you straight, live and direct from the Jungle Studios. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, the one that causes the ratings to go wild, Mr. Billy! What's up, man?
How's it going? Good weekend?
Yeah, good. Good. Another day in paradise. It was Mama Summer's birthday yesterday. Took her to a nice restaurant, nice breakfast. My aunt came around. She had a lovely day. So, you know,
what's
happy,
your favorite
man.
Breakfast food?
Oh, God, it's too hard, man. I change. So I like to do, like, sort of really, like, health food things. So I like acai bowls with fruits. Mm. I do this thing called the Buddha Bowl, which is like chicken, avocado, cucumber, basil, buckwheat, hummus. And then I do like some mueslis, like birch and mueslis and that sort of stuff. And also once or twice a week, like the old toasty, mate. How about yourself?
Pancakes and waffles. Those are my favorite. The bacon and eggs too, but I'll never turn down a good pancake or waffle. Oh man, I love it. I love when you go
do
skiing.
Actually love it though, do you? Well, remember on your birthday, you were like, "All I want is just pancakes and waffles."
That's it. I love them.
Is it good. What is it you love about them so much? Just the sweetness, or just the? I mean, do you go straight pancake, or do you use lemon and sugar, or maple syrup, or ice cream, or what do you put on it?
For pancakes, probably syrup, the most common. Sometimes sour cream. Very rarely honey and jam kind of stuff, but usually syrup and sour cream. So, because I used to the blins, the really thin pancakes. They're like crepes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but.
But the blintz is with cheese, though.
You can put whatever you want inside. So I put syrup inside. We used to do this egg mix where you would put egg with oil and butter, and you would mash it all together, like hard-boiled eggs, and you would mash it all up, and then you would put that in as a filling. And that was really good.
Oh, because our blintz used to always have like a kind of cheese in it.
Yeah, it's. You could put anything
like
you
a
want.
Sweet kind of cheese sort of thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then we used to do toggle noggle, which is the egg with you crack the egg yolk, and then you put the sugar in it, and then you just stir it for a couple of minutes. And so the egg absorbs all the sugar, and it's like a sweet you have.
Sweet egg tart.
Pretty much, yeah. So yeah, now I try to usually kind of balance it out on brickies, but yeah, pancakes are delicious. I think, to be honest with you, that I used to love pancakes, and then one day when I was at university, I'm pretty sure it still exists. We had the pancake parlor here, and my friend Fatima, she had like all these free coupons for pancakes. So me, Fatima, and my buddy Raphael went down to the pancake parlor. And we had, like, I forgot what it was, like 30 pancakes on the table and ice cream and everything like that. Basically,
that sounds
free.
Great.
Yeah, it would have been your heaven, bro. Like, honestly.
Were they thick or thin?
Well, you could do both. So you
do that's the best.
Thin.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I always prefer
thin. Thick and
but...
thin and any topping. And then it was just, And so we sat there for a couple of hours and then. After that, like, I was like, I'm kind of done with pancakes. I still have them occasionally, but
I could never
I
be
went
done.
Too hard too early.
Whenever I go back to the States, my mom will make pancakes, and I'll easily eat over probably 10. 10 plus. Dude, I love
Yeah,
pancakes.
I reckon I'd hit probably close to 10. Just
I,
amazing.
they're so good. If I'm only eating pancakes, then I can do a lot. But usually, unless my mom's making them, usually we'll go to like you'll get like pancakes with bacon and eggs or some other stuff, and then that fills you up. But then I'm
Yeah,
not as
that's not
keen to
too
keep
much
eating.
though.
Yeah. You like
Once you add
bacon?
bacon and eggs, it gets too much.
You like bacon? What kind of bacon?
Oh
You
yeah.
Canadian bacon or like strip bacon kind of guy?
More, I don't even know what Canadian bacon is, so I'm saying
It's
it's gonna
just
go
ham.
strip.
Those freaks.
Trudeau-loving,
Slice of
Trudeau-loving
ham.
bacon. Bank stopping, ruining a good Western economy, freaks.
God.
It's so weird. They're like they are weird people.
They're up there, you know. I don't think they're as weird as they
Yeah.
used to be. They used to be a lot weirder because there was just nothing going on up there. So everybody was like, what are they doing? What are they up to? But ever since they elected the Trudeau or whatever the hell is the turd man, that piece of
Yeah.
poop up there, they're like always in the headlines and filled with, immigrants. So there's enough news about them now that you always hear their problems. Like, I mean, they're going through the same problems as us, if not potentially worse, I think. Because I think their housing market's even worse than ours. And they have the same sort of immigration thing where it's like whole parts of the country are just, like they're it's like you're not even in Canada. Because it's not as if they're assimilating. So it's yeah. Well, here, there, and everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It's one of those things now. You just try to kind of get through the day, really. But
Yeah.
anyway, it's what's the topics of discussions? I've been following the old well, he's had multiple names, the old Sean Diddy Combs, but Puff Daddy, P. Diddy,
Oh,
Love.
yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
And some funny things have come out of it, like they now call him the diddler. And when people want to say no homo or no cap or whatever, they put no Diddy on the end. So it's become a bit of a kind of cool pop culture, so to speak. But yeah, it's still trying to kind of get a grip of everything that was said, but basically it sounds like he's got video recordings of all his parties and everything that he's done, of all the celebrities and whatnot. He's accused of like trafficking people, which I think is the most severe crime. He's accused. Well, he settled out of court with his ex-partner for abuse claims. He's also for like things like forced her into unwanted sexual encounters with male sex workers, and like, of course, homosexuality is fine, but it's also the fact that he's kind of, it sounds like he's really kind of forced himself with like blokes to try and, get into the industry and get famous and that sort of thing, and all sorts of other accusations of like young stars that he was with,
Yeah, wasn't he a
and
groomer?
doing everything. Yeah. I mean, it's just like they're basically throwing the book at him.
Yeah. I reckon
And
for these
then the
things,
latest
man.
one is Rodney
Yeah.
Lilrod Jones filed in New York court saying he was subject to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy, and yeah, the works, So I think it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen with him. I mean, some of the allegations are like pretty severe, and I guess that level of raid when it
Yeah.
comes through, the cops aren't going to do it just for the sake of doing it, I don't think. And now his son's also been alleged to have done some stuff as well. So I guess it's an interesting thing because we all know that, the music industry is a couple of kingpins controlling it and sort of corrupt. And, we expect obviously, drugs and alcohol and orgies to go on behind closed doors. But I don't know. I kind of get the feeling that he's really obviously pissed off some big players. There was that incident where he had an argument with the people, the big companies that were ruling the alcohol business and other stuff like that. But you would think if he's been in the industry for 30 years, he must have surely finally pissed someone off, no?
I mean, to me, this is sort of indicative of the, I don't know, man, you know my opinion. I think Hollywood and all this music business is just filled with a bunch of fucking groomers and people who were abused pretty much. And they all protect themselves and hunker down. And if anybody breaks rank, they just destroy them. I mean, we've heard warnings about this stuff for years and years and years, man, about the casting couch and all this fucked up shit that goes on, and nothing gets done. I mean, they're all in bed with each other, I think, at the end of the day. I don't know why they all of a sudden decided to, because he's been around forever, but I don't know if they just want him to be a fall guy or they're trying to draw attention away. I mean, I'm glad if he was grooming and shit and all this stuff that he got caught, but to me, he's not a mastermind, He's not anything special. He's probably just like a push pawn who kind of did what he was told. I mean, there's still so many people that have connections to Epstein and all this other stuff that and Weinstein, and nothing ever happened. I mean, look at Oprah. She's still going around, no problems at all. She was like best friends with fucking Weinstein. The new director of the Star Wars TV show that Disney hired was Weinstein's personal assistant for years. Like,
Yeah, well, Weinstein was able to connect. It wasn't Quentin Tarantino part of Weinstein's company as well and everything like that?
it's one thing to be part of his company, but it's another thing to say you were friends, right? Like, I think maybe a lot of people felt they didn't have the ability to maybe make their move. I'm not that I'm saying Tarantino's free of any claim either. I don't know, right? But I think you probably are forced to work with some of these guys. And back in the earlier days of Hollywood, I guess they probably, if you were talented, you probably had a chance. I think nowadays you don't have a chance unless you want to be part of their club. Like, you have to go through their shit, because I don't think a lot of these places want you in their circle unless they have some kind of dirt on you. There was some podcast, I don't remember who it was, but he was a rapper, and he was saying he went to some house party. He wasn't a big rapper, but he remember he went there. He was just starting out. He was kind of getting some money. He was sort of building his fame. And there was another rapper he said he talked to there, and the guy was like, "Dude, just don't be here after." He's like, "Just don't be here after, I think, 1 or 2 a.m." He's like, "Just leave." He's like, "Please, just don't be here past 2 a.m." And the guy said he
That was
stayed there
also
until.
Denz. That's also Denzel Washington's advice to young, all the younger actor actresses coming
Oh.
through. He was like, when you attend these parties, like, check out of it, check out of it.
Yeah,
I
because he
forgot
was
what it was,
saying that.
10 or 11 o'clock. Like, you just don't want to be around after that.
And he's saying the shit that goes on after that hour is like prison worthy stuff, for sure. Again, I'd have to find the link to the video, and maybe if anyone's interested, we could post up what he was saying. But it's not surprising at all. Like, anytime any of these famous people get caught for this kind of stuff, to me, it's just like, yeah, okay, it's par for the course. And they always go for these. I feel like if they're caught, it's because they're allowed to be caught, is my real opinion, man. Like, you're telling me,
Yeah,
like,
because it seems to me that they've pissed off their handler, for lack of better
yeah.
expression, and
Yeah,
that
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like they're like, oh, it's like, let's use, for example, like, there's a big alcohol company, they run everything, and then you're like, nah, if you I'm taking all this and I'm taking all the cash, and what are you going to do about it? And then they'll be like, well, this is business, mate. You can't just do that to us. Like, we run everything, alcohol's a $1 trillion business or whatever it is. Like, let's play. But I mean, look, I think obviously I always thought that was there's kind of like sex exchange for it, you know, like you want to get the big role, you're an attractive woman, you gotta have sex, and that's why there was an element of like the whole kind of Me Too movement initially, which I was sort of really for, because I was like, yeah, I mean, of course a lot of these women are doing it not necessarily forced, but they want to try and better their careers. But at the same time, that's kind of shit. That I as a bloke would go in as an actor and I don't have to do it and I get a free run and they don't and they're forced to
Well,
do
that's not saying you don't have to do it, my friend. You don't know what they have to do.
Well, this is where my naivety is slowly unraveling, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's
Only took 38
exclusively.
years.
I would say probably the more non-degen people only go for women actresses, but I would assume that there's a lot of weird shit that goes on behind those doors, and they're not relegating themselves only to overage women.
I think it's I have a buddy of mine that I've talked about all this stuff, and then I guess you start to go into the realm of a kind of QAnon sort of thing, which in itself is, as soon as you say that, people just switch off basically. But I think that that's for me what's the that horrifies me. That horrifies me, the thought, and it's almost like it's so horrific that I don't even want to believe that's true. Like it might be true. But I just don't want to believe it, because then it's like the moral virtue of the society is completely and utterly decimated and bankrupt, because then, like, okay, so politicians are corrupt, we accept that, right? They're useless, we accept that. Hollywood, do you think maybe like a bit of orgies, bit of drugs, sleeping around, music industry, but then if they're grooming, then that's sort of stuffed. Then you've got the issues with all the churches and religious, not just like Catholic, but also religious institutions as well. Like that Orthodox Jewish lady here and Catholics and I'm sure imams and everything else like that. So it's like then you're kind of living in the society of just like Sodom and Gomorrah, like you're living in the devil's playground. And I think that for me, it's like I struggle already living in such a hard left, just like woke society as it is daily. Like the daily struggle for me. Like I don't find it easy at all. And the problem for me is because I understand finance and I understand politics and I understand government policy, and I should probably switch the news off and not listen to it at all. But it's like more and more and more, you're like, they're not helping us out at all. And then to add grooming onto that, and the fact that, like, that your mate's kids that are your nieces and your nephews, like, they're not safe to do anything from being online to live in their dreams. It's horrifying. And I maybe that's what I'm kind of in again, naive. But you kind of want to grasp onto something good in life. Like you want to wake up in the morning and it gets to the point now you wake up and you're like, okay, work's good, and have a couple of laughs with your mates and everything like that. And you and I have like trade some memes and have a good laugh about that. But it's always this kind of weighing down of society constantly on you, especially after COVID. It's like it's just this constant weight and constant stress. So to add to that's kind of too much. It's like that's why I was saying before, people should have like a happy news program or, like some page on Instagram dedicated to just like positive thinking. But even that's whack, because now people have gone so over the top with all these positive like memes and videos that half of them don't even make sense. So
It's
anyway, that's my thoughts.
I hear you. I yeah, it's hard to fully disconnect from the news, and then I agree, a lot of times they're saying like all this like positive, send positive vibe, happy, like I don't know, man. It is, everything is very weird now. It's everywhere you look, it's just not optimistic. And then when you try to be optimistic in your own life, it's like, hey, you can, of course. And there's things to be happy about. But like you said, there's always sort of like they built it where it's a looming, you can't escape it. But that's also a product of having pretty much a computer in your pocket the whole time, right? Like it's hard to disconnect so much, and
This is
you're
why people
constantly
started
surrounded by it.
getting burner phones. This is why, like, there's now a new movement of people that like I'll have my phone. I think we talked about it before. I have my phone for work, right?
Yeah.
My smartphone. But then as soon as whatever the time I finish work is, I throw it into the desk and I just use like an old Nokia to send like an SMS text sort of thing, you know,
Yeah.
or WhatsApp.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, it's good to do that. But I don't have any, I mean, I don't know. Take faith, I guess, that things will get better. But
Well, I think everything goes in pendulums, right? But the problem that I have is that the swing back is just going to be what monumental. And then it's also fascinating because
in what
I was,
sense? In what sense do you think it'll be monumental?
well, because we've gone so generally, like if I look at Australian society, right? Generally, it's been quite like middle of the ground, middle belt, right? So and it used to and you used to have Labor and Liberal, the two main parties, right? So I guess Liberal would be your Republicans, and then Labor would be your Democrats. But the Labor was still, bar one prime minister, was still kind of centralist or a little bit right, but they were more union based and more like social wages, living standards, and everything like that. And then the liberals were basically, they'd come in and they were the assholes that balanced the books, you know, because they were like, oh, we're like $100 billion in debt and whatever. Now COVID came and then the liberals went and put on all this debt, which in hindsight kind of saved the economy. But now it's the first time that we have a hardcore left government. But what's super crazy, right, is I don't know if you've got them, but we call them the Greens here, and I guess the closest you'd have in America would be like the Squad, like Cortez and that
Oh,
Somali shit, you know. And so that's our third biggest party, right? And they're like absolutely nuts. So they just, because they're not in power, they just shout the most radical stuff they can think of. And so what's happened is that all the young millennials, because they're indoctrinated through schooling and university system, vote for them en masse. So the main government, right, is so scared that they're losing their inner city seats to these Greens that they do all their policies to try and keep the votes so they stay in power. And so what ends up happening is it's like you've got this just chaos. Just absolute chaos. And people are like, oh, but they're doing stuff for the environment, and the liberals, they're like rapists and they're white supremacists and they're racists and everything like that. And it's like it's the same thing with America, right? So now Australia went from being an independent country politically to just emulating whatever's in the States. Like even if you talk to like a lot of African, like young African Australian kids, they'll start talking about like, oh, BLM and we're oppressed and it's oppression of the black man and everything like that. And you're like, but hang on a tick, you haven't been here for like 400 years. Like your parents came from Ethiopia or your parents came from Nigeria or Zimbabwe, like you're first generation. And what barriers do you have? Like, okay, maybe if you're going for one or two things at a bank, maybe there is, but if anything, you've got more opportunities than anyone else now. And the Australian society is set up where you can become a plumber and earn as much money as I do being a ship broker, you know, like, so it's not, there's no barriers in that sense. But the problem is because it's gone so hard left and so woke that the silent majority will eventually get to the point where the electric vehicle doesn't work and the power bills are too high and the schools are running down and the roads aren't working and everything else.
Do
And
you
that's
buy
where you
that?
see the sort of rise of the right and the fight back.
Do you
And I think that
buy that silent
when it,
majority thing?
sorry?
I don't think that silent majority thing is true. Do you actually buy that?
I think that the majority of people, at least in this country, are some form of some form of kind of conservative, don't really want their kids to have puberty blockers, care about the environment, but struggling to pay their bills, and they don't particularly want to pay $450 instead of $200. I mean, if you look at the land tax of my sister's apartment, it's just a two bedroom apartment, right? And it's gone from $850 to $2,400. The boomers that everyone hates, their land tax went from 15 grand to 60 grand and stuff like that. And I think that's where the silent majority comes in, is that they're kind of working, trying to do their thing, and they have some kind of conservative family values, but they just look at the TV and they look at all these marches and they're like, oh, look, they're just idiot university students or whatever, and they kind of get on with their life. But I think there's a large amount of people that can swing. Definitely. And I think what the problem is that when it happens, it's going to be ferocious. Because if you kind of go around and you chat to people, right, and you chat to them in a kind of quiet, one-on-one, what do you think? There's a huge amount of anger and resentment. But people just don't want to, people are just struggling to survive, that they don't particularly want to go down and confront, all these nutters in inner city and everything like that. And I think that more and more, because the children are being kind of attacked and manipulated, there's still a large element of people that want kids to be left alone, and they're not. Like they're now, it's like they're now being indoctrinated for soldiers into whatever this new system is. And this is what I keep warning people, and no one's heeding my calls. First of all, I'm warning about terrorism. I have a degree in Middle East terrorism from university. So for sure there's going to be terrorist attacks. For sure there is. And then I'm also warning about this rise of this, right. But this right isn't going to be this white. Won't necessarily be white supremacists, it'll be like Pacific Islanders go to church and they don't want their kids, going through this. So Africans that grew up in churches, or Latin Americans that are Catholics and, that can't get their jobs because everyone else is taking it, and Indians that still believe in the whole core of the family and the unit of the family, and the unit of the family's being broken up, and the kids can rebel against the parents and the grandparents. So there's so many different intricacies within multicultural networks where there's more people that are still of this kind of realm that'll just, once they flip, they're gonna super flip. Anyway, buddy, over to you, mate.
I mean, I'll play devil's advocate. Why do you think, why are you basing your hope on people who left their countries because of hardship to come to another country? Why do you think they won't just leave again?
Because if I look at my own family and parents, first of all, sometimes it just gets too late,
No.
right?
They're
See, we
still,
get
I'm talking about
distance.
newer ones, right? Because you're saying the ones that currently have kids, they're raising kids. Like, I'm sure you have a lot of brand new immigrants who came in, maybe have kids that are between the age of like 4 to 10, right? You're already, forget it, dude. Your parents aren't the demographic we're discussing anymore. They're not going to
Well,
save the country, right?
I think first of all, because Australia is so hard to get into, that's one, right? So therefore, where else do you go? Secondly, I think that
Hard to
one of
get
the reasons
into in
people's
terms of geographically, or hard to get into with a visa?
migration-wise,
Oh, they just go back to where they were from.
migration-wise thing. Two, I think it's it's always been for Australia economics, because Australia's economics and living standards and
Okay.
freedom from
Amigo.
conflict and everything like that, and religious freedom. I mean, these
We're
Muslim
talking,
leaders can come
one
out and call
second.
jihad and everyone applauds them.
Yeah, one second. You're talking about the current situation. Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm saying if the situation continues to get worse and you have an army of young people who are on the worse side and the older gen is going to be dying off, right? And then you're saying that you think your hope is going to be Indian immigrants, first generation immigrants. The Islanders, maybe you'll have some help, but what help, like what could they possibly do actually in the case of a giant government push? Probably not much. So you're pinning your hopes on people who already left one area of hardship to come someone out to come somewhere else because it was more convenient. If it gets to the point where they despise what's happening, I don't think they're going to be laying down their life to fight. They might try a bit, but if it gets out of hand, they're just going to go back. Especially if you're talking, it's the social issues, and they can go back to where they're from, where it's a more Christian place, a more conservative place. They might think it's actually better to be living in a place where they came from, depending on where it is, versus being in, you know, a place that's pushing, you know, puberty blockers and crazy liberal ideas down people's throats. I just don't see if this is a prolonged game, I don't see where the swing is going to come from. I don't see. Because even if we look at the old younger generations, it's not as if they're all firmly conservative, right? I think the best they say is men tend to be more conservative than women, but women are even more liberal when it comes to the younger populations. So you're talking at and not all men are going to be conservative either, right? And the same is not all women are going to be liberal, but women definitely tend to trek harder on the Democratic or the liberal side than men do, say, are way more conservative. If you get what I'm saying, the swings in population is going to be more.
I think to answer that, because if we go look at a younger generation to add to it, I think that as you get older, you become more conservative. That's
That's what they
another thing
used
that's
to
got to
say, but that hasn't been happening. We have a
happen.
lot
And
of
well,
older people who are in their mid-30s and 40s that are still voting very liberal for stupid
then
reasons.
the other side of it is, and this is, I was having this chat to my buddy actually during the week. The 1% kind of mongrel nastiness in me wants to actually see an economic collapse. It'd be horrible. But that way you'd actually see how true what we're talking about these people are. Because I actually also think that it's a byproduct of just the economy being so good for so long. In both, look, okay, so in America you had the GFC kind of hit you guys really bad, right? But then in Australia we haven't really, bar COVID, right? Okay, fine. We haven't had a recession since 1991.
I
So
don't think
it's
it's going
like
to make a difference.
no one's gone through any form of financial hardships, and kids and grandkids have grown up in an environment of you have everything.
Yeah, but
You have a
you have so many other areas where Australia is similar to that went through horrible economic times. Not horrible, but bad, say 2008 and such, and they nothing changed.
But we never went through it.
Yeah, but it's not going to make a
In
difference, is
Australia,
what
we
I'm
didn't go
saying.
through it. We
Yeah,
actually
but
avoided it.
why do you think that you not going through it, and then you look at all the European countries, you look at America, you look at the countries where essentially Australia got its roots from, right? Its ideas and roots from. All of them went through financial crises multiple times, and it didn't make a
But they're
difference.
now leaning toward more towards the right.
They
Europe,
aren't.
Europe, Europe.
They aren't.
Europe's leaning more towards the right. That's what I'm
Are they?
saying.
Are they?
Yeah.
Where in Europe?
I'm saying that the movement of the farmers towards the right, the
Yeah,
Dutch,
the
they voted
farmers
in the right. The
can protest
last
and
elections, Le Pen or whatever her name was in France got pretty close to my understanding. You know,
Yeah, but
like they
close
had this huge
isn't
concern
win.
in Germany of the right, although minority parties, I admit, but the right minority parties. It's only Germany that's sort of super left. Italy went to the right as well,
They
that
say they're
Labour.
right. What policies have they done, really? Nothing.
No, that I would look further into, to be
Yeah, but
honest.
the French are still left leaning.
The
Germany's still
French will
left
always be
leaning.
left.
Yeah.
Germany and France will
Spain
always be left.
is still left leaning, right?
Yeah, true.
France and Germany pretty much run Europe. Yeah. That they are the two economies that are running that whole continent. And they still can't get their shit together. Like it's why I wouldn't think that the financial crises are what's going to drive people to become more aware of their surroundings. And that's not what happened in Italy either. It was just a very small part in terms of a lot of other things going on. with the increasing levels of migration and what they're trying to teach the kids. But again, Italy is a very Christian place, right? You get that kind of stuff too. You have other little demographics that you have. I don't peg Australia as being an overly religious continent. And
Nah,
I
oh,
would
it's
also,
sick, bro.
yeah, I would also say that even Italy is probably going to have trouble now because the whole Catholic religion is, I don't even know what's going on with that religion anymore. So the one thing
Oh,
that
he's a
used to,
white prick, that
yeah.
Pope.
So I don't know, man. Like it's
He's a sellout.
when I think of the swing back, I don't really under, I don't think there's going to be any conservative silent majority uprising. If there was a silent majority, it would have happened in elections, right? Like it would have already happened. You would have already seen this play out in a massive swing. So it's either it did and they're rigging elections, or it didn't and it's not as big as we think it is.
So
So
you just think that we're now left, and it's just gonna play out for as long as it plays out. There's nothing we can do.
I personally think yes. I think that the cards have been set on the table and we're going to see how it plays out. I don't know what could take us off the track, because if you look at the populations that are below us, the older population's dying off and the younger population are a bunch of retards, indoctrinated
They really
assholes.
are. I
So
know
what?
every generation says that about every generation, but this one in particular are
No.
just
It's
the
but it's true. I
mind-blowing
mean,
retards.
you see what their top priorities are and you see what they're concerned about, and it's nothing serious. And I think what will happen is they have this whole generation of useless idiots who are fighting for complete crap, who I agree had never experienced, say, serious hardship. And then when all the little cards fall apart, you have another financial crisis. You might have food crisis. You don't know, you know, maybe there's going to be wars breaking out. These people have no, like, they'll quickly realize that what they were fighting for doesn't mean anything, but then they don't know what to do anymore because everything they've been fighting for has been stripped away from them because it's no longer important. That's not a pressing concern. So they're going to be very easy to push where you want them to push. They're going to be easy to say, like, oh, you know, just shut up and do this and you'll be okay. And they'll do that because they're just going to try to stay alive. They have no conception of what's going on, what's actually happening, right? They'll just be too afraid for their own lives. They don't have any base. Like it's not as if the younger generation of American citizens, as an example, are being imprinted with the ideas of freedom, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for all, right? That's not what they're being told to value. I don't even know what they're being
No,
told to value. And the
white
things they're
supremacy, and you need to stand outside if you're a Christian because
yeah.
you're responsible for all the ills of
So
society.
for most of the Western countries, you're not being told to value anything. You're being told to Actually, you're being told to value complete degeneracy, which leads to nothing but collapse, and to despise things that have brought stability and prosperity to most countries everywhere, not just Western countries, any country. So I don't, I, to me, it looks more like they want to have a pretty hard reset. And I think no matter what happens, it's not going to be an easy thing, but it'll be led. I don't know how it's going to go down, to be frank. I don't know. Interesting to think about, though.
Well, less than a minute to go, so hopefully it doesn't end up in all woes and a
Hope
little bit
so.
of happy times for all, but it doesn't look like that. What? Have a good one, broski.
Yeah, you too. Oh, by the way, watch Civil War, the movie that just came out. I went and saw it last night. It's very good. It's a very good
All right.
movie. Yeah.
I will do, buddy. I'll let you know if we can discuss it.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, dude. See ya.